The Point Radio.
Hey, it's Mike Robb. Of all the comic book-based TV shows headed to the new season, the one most people are curious about is Gotham. How do you do a Batman show without Batman? We talked to the folks behind Gotham about some different twists on some pretty familiar characters. Plus, more comics in the hands of comic fans in August. Not a bad month in the comic stores. Let's get to the point.
This is The Point. The Point Radio. Get The Point Radio.
Of all the comic book-based TV shows headed to the new season, the one that might have the toughest challenge is Gotham. It's the Batman mythology at a point before Batman. Actor Ben McKenzie is the star, and he got involved, well, because of a unique relationship he had.
So I got involved with Gotham through Bruno Heller, who created the show. Last year, Bruno and I did a pilot for CBS Warner Brothers that didn't go to series, but I guess Bruno kept me in his thoughts. He called me earlier this year, and he said, I've written the script Gotham, and I've written the part of Jim Gordon with you in mind, and, you know, I'd like you to take a look. So that's how I got involved with it. Bruno and I really like working together and have a good shorthand.
For showrunner Bruno Heller, he really didn't even want to create a show in this genre to begin with, anyway.
I was reluctant to do a superhero show, but not because I don't like them, but just because I don't really know how to do people with superpowers. Because as soon as a superhero walks onto the screen, then human beings are diminished. Mm-hmm. And as soon as they walk out of frame, we're waiting for the superheroes to come back. So it was that sort of logistical problem that I was looking at initially. And then my son, actually, my now 12-year-old son, suggested Commissioner Gordon as a DC character who doesn't have superpowers. And that got me thinking, and then it was... The nut of the idea is, what if he was, if Gordon was the cop that originally investigated the Wayne murders? That would give you a starting point and allow you to tell that saga from a much earlier point than it's usually started, without ever having to get into a cape and cowl thing or superpowers. That in essence. And then it... As soon as it became clear that they gave you a chance to do the origin stories of all of these great characters in a really in-depth kind of way, then it was a natural, because I think origin stories are the best kind of stories.
Ben plays James Gordon, not quite the commissioner yet, and at a different point in his journey.
He's the last hero in a city that's... Or he's the last good man in a city that's falling apart. A city where sort of... The references are sort of to, like, 1970s New York, kind of a lot of, like, nothing is really quite working the right way. Everyone's a little bit on the take, you know. The cops are a little corrupt. The judges are corrupt. The politicians are corrupt. So there's all these villains around and potential villains coming around. And he's an honest guy. He's a guy who's a war veteran. Dad is a DA. And he's just trying to make sense of the world and trying to keep it from falling apart.
Again, the Batman mythology here at some points is, well, almost new.
He meets Bruce when Jim and Harvey are charged with investigating the death of Thomas and Martha Wayne. He bonds with Bruce because Jim lost his father when he was Bruce's age. His father died right in front of him in a horrific car accident. And so they form a bond, emotional, you know, bond immediately. And Jim confides in Bruce that he understands his pain. And they have a sort of father-son relationship of sorts. At the same time, Bruce is being taken care of by Alfred Pennyworth. And Alfred is also an ex-soldier, Royal Forces. And so there are two contrasting philosophies that they're trying to sort of teach Bruce how to be a man in the world, but they differ on how to do that. So it's cool.
The Harvey Ben talks about, of course, is Harvey Bullock, another familiar character in the Batman universe, and this time one with a unique bond with James Gordon.
It's fun. It's a fun twist on that old sort of, you know, two different partners, you know, different attitudes. Donald is like just such a great actor, so perfect for this part, because he can be both dangerous but also hilarious, and he's almost in the same line. He can do both. Jim is a rookie. He when we meet him in the GCPD, he's a war vet. His dad was a DA, so he's got a real sense of moral authority. Harvey's not. Harvey knows how the city works. He knows how to get along. He knows how to grease some palms. He knows how to shake down, you know, some folks if he has to. And so the relationship they have is kind of, you know, they're both they have a grudging respect for one another. And at the same time, they'll be at odds, serious odds, often. So it's fun. It's kind of like a great, wonderful love affair that's also really turbulent.
We've got more with Ben McKenzie and, of course, Donald Logue, who plays Harvey Bullock, and more on Gotham coming up. In the meantime, Gotham premieres on Fox on September 22nd. Look what's going on in pop culture. Some more familiar names and capes are headed to the DC Universe on television this season, with the addition of Jim Corrigan as a character in the Constantine TV series. Now, you know Jim Corrigan as the incarnation of the Spectre, and even though there have been a few different versions so far in the DC comic book universe, this one seems more in line with the traditional character that began back in the Golden Age, created by Jerry Siegel and Bernard Bailey in 1940. Actor Emmett Scanlon has the role of Jim Corrigan. So far, his only other brush with comic book greatness was a minor role in Guardians of the Galaxy earlier in the summer. Well, if you're still steaming about the ending to the CBS series How I Met Your Mother, there may be a little brightness here. The alternate ending that has been much talked about hit the internet over the weekend. 20th Century Fox tried to block it on copyright grounds, but there are copies out there you can find. And the new version, of course, kind of ends up the way we always hoped it would. You can watch that, and then maybe you see yourself clear to pick up the DVD release. It'll have all 9 seasons and will be on sale the 23rd. Looks like the companion series to The Walking Dead is going to become a reality. AMC has ordered a pilot episode of the show with a new location and a different cast of characters. Robert Kirkman, Gail Ann Hurd, and David Albert all will executive produce the project from AMC. Scheduled for production later this year and scheduled for the network more than likely sometime in 2015. As we told you a few weeks back, it was a good July for comic book sales in comic book stores. The month saw the sales of comics and graphic novels being up over the year before, and now it looks like August is much of the same, with growth again in both graphic novels and comics within comic book stores. But before you start celebrating and close the record books, there are a couple of asterisks we have to add. We'll do that when we check the sales for August and tell you what the big selling comics were due as well, coming up. Over the past few weeks, there were a bunch of different milestones realized for the amazing Kreskin. First of all, it was his 80th birthday, his 7th decade in show business, and he's counted up the fact that he's done about 25,000 live shows and over the years have read over 1 million minds. Now he's headed to what could be a new off-Broadway show, but he's looking for Kickstarter to finance it. If you'd like to get involved with Kreskin and maybe help put the show together, you can look him up on Kickstarter under the amazing Kreskin in Milestones Off-Broadway.
The point.
DC looks to grab a big chunk of your comic book budget this week, but there's a lot more to look at as well in comic stores. When you head over to the Dark Horse shelf, check out Prometheus Fire and Stone number 1, tying directly into the hit motion picture with a series that'll last for a few issues and then pretty much spin off from there. Also, the Wheaton 3-Way One-Shot is a $1 introduction into the universe of the comics based on Joss Whedon's work. It contains 3 number 1 issues, including Buffy, Angel, and Faith, and a lot more. And again, it's only $1. The Future's End event continues at DC. This time, there's new first issues of Batgirl, Future's End, Batman, Birds of Prey, Constantine, Green Lantern Corps, Infinity Man and the Forever People, Justice League United, New Suicide Squad, Superboy, and World's Finest. To get all number ones that tie in to Future's End, along with the weekly DC New 52 Future's End comic that also is out this week as well. Also from DC, Geoff Johns and John Romita Jr.'s director's cut of their first issue of Superman, which is at least worth a look as well. There's a Mars Attacks art gallery for this week from IDW, which pretty much is self-explanatory. New York Times bestselling author Jonathan Mayberry's Rotten Ruin comes to comics this week with the first issue, 2 from IDW. Over at Image, the 68 series begins a new mini-run with one called Homefront, and a bunch of different covers for that one. Also, if you're a fan of Defiance and Firefly, well, check out Copperhead number 1 this week, also from Image. Spread gets some second and third printings. Number 1 gets a third printing. Number 2 gets a second printing. And there's a brand new number 3 out this week, as well as a new issue of Walking Dead. That's number 131. At Marvel, the much-talked-about Death of Wolverine. There's still time for you to jump on that. Second issue of Death of Wolverine this week, as well as the first issue of The Edge of the Spider-Verse. Guardians of the Galaxy 17 gets a second printing. Silver Surfer number 1 gets a third printing this week from Marvel. And is it the 90s all over again? We've got a Dawn Vampirella team-up series that begins with the first issue this week from Dynamite. The Doctor Who books getting some second printings. Doctor Who, the 10th Doctor, number 1, gets a second, just like Doctor Who, the 11th Doctor, number 1, does as well. And there's a new 11th Doctor comic this week, number 2, as well. Better find a comic shop close to home to carry all that stuff out. You can do that, of course, with the comic book locator service of 1-888-COMIC-BOOK. There is a link on the front of our website, comicmix.com, and also a website called findacomicshop.com.
The point.
Another good month for comic book sales within the comic stores, at least on paper. And I'll explain what that means when you look at the fact that comics in August sold a little more than 8% more than they did back in 2013. However, there were 5 ship weeks during August, so that helps a little bit. During the month, only 2 comics sold over 100,000 copies, one each from Marvel and DC. And as pretty much as always the case, Marvel was the market share leader, edging out DC again by a couple of percentage points. Here's your top 10 best-selling comics for the month of August in comic stores. Number 10, Batman Eternal, number 18 from DC. Guardians of the Galaxy, number 18, came in at number 9. At number 8, Amazing Spider-Man, number 1.4. Harley Quinn, number 9, with that selfie cover, came in at number 7. Walking Dead, number 130 from Image, came in at number 6. At number 5, Superior Spider-Man, number 32. At number 4, Multiversity, number 1. At number 3, Original Sin, number 7 from DC. And number 2, Amazing Spider-Man, number 5. And again, the best-selling comic of the month, selling over 100,000 copies, by the way, Batman, number 34 from DC. That's it for this podcast. We're back in a few days with more on Gotham and a look at the little zombie show that could. Z Nation hits Sci-Fi this week and we'll tell you what you can expect about the show that isn't The Walking Dead. You find all that and more with us on great websites like ComicMix.com, MichaelDavisWorld.com, and GetThePointRadio.com. And in the iTunes podcast directory, too, and we're easy to track on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, all under The Point Radio. Catch you back here in a few days. Get the-